This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has released a video showing the aftermath of a deadly rocket strike on a railway station in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As the footage shows a close-up of what is said to be a rocket shell on the ground, a Ukrainian whose name is not known says in Russian, the rocket has killed dozens and has injured dozens. The inscription on it says, for the children. Writing on social media platforms, Zelensky says thousands of people were present in the station at the time of the strike. Kramatorsk is a city in the part of the Donetsk region that's controlled by the Ukrainian government, and its railway station was being used to evacuate civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union on Friday formally adopted its fifth package of sanctions against Russia since the country's February 24th invasion of Ukraine, including bans on the import of coal, wood, chemicals, and other products. The measures also prevent many Russian vessels and trucks from accessing the EU, further crippling trade, and will ban all transactions with four Russian banks. The Kremlin has said that Western allegations Russian forces committed war crimes by executing civilians in the Ukrainian town of Bucha were a, quote, monstrous forgery aimed at denigrating the Russian army. The coal ban alone is estimated by the commission to be worth 8 billion euros a year in lost revenues in Russia. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says it's beefing up its humanitarian aid operation for millions of Ukrainians forced to flee their homes in the face of intensified fighting and increased brutality by Russia's military forces. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine that began February 24th has triggered one of the fastest growing displacement and humanitarian crises in the world. The UN Refugee Agency says the carpet bombing of Ukrainian cities and towns and the targeting of civilians and civilian infrastructure have caused more than 4.2 million Ukrainians to flee as refugees to neighboring countries. And an additional 7.1 million people are displaced inside Ukraine. The UNHCR says it is increasing aid both inside and outside Ukraine to keep pace with the burgeoning needs of the displacement crisis. Agency spokesman Matthew Saltmarsh says delivering aid remains challenging in places of active fighting. Saltmarsh says most Ukrainians fleeing the country head for Poland, which has welcomed more than 2.5 million refugees since the start of the war.
UNHCR staff have observed that newly arrived refugees are coming from various parts of the country, including the east, with some reporting having spent weeks hunkering down at home or in shelters in dire conditions.
Saltmarsh says the UNHCR's initial response to refugee needs has been eclipsed by the new, more horrifying realities in Ukraine. He says the agency's appeal on March 1st for $550.6 million is now seen as insufficient to deal with the crisis. He says a new, more comprehensive response plan will be revealed later this month. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Germany's health minister said Friday the country may need to reintroduce requirements to wear face masks in public this fall after lawmakers rejected a proposed coronavirus vaccine mandate. The vote on Thursday requiring people age 60 and over to be vaccinated against COVID-19 was a personal setback for him, is what the health minister in Germany said. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials said at least 39 people were killed and 87 wounded in a Russian rocket strike on a railway station packed with women, children, and elderly trying to flee fighting in eastern Ukraine on Friday. Two powerful rockets struck the station in the city of Kramatorsk in what President Volodymyr Zelensky said was another deliberate attack on civilians. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.